mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mr. Nick Bryant. And Mr. Bryant has written a book going into the Franklin cover-up. He is titled his books a little bit different, but there really, of course, was a great scandal, and I suspect it's still going on today. It involves many of the leaders of this country in pedophilia and Satanism, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is an occult force working within our society. You can see it represented at the Bohemian Grove, and if you haven't ever seen the videos of what goes on there, where the leaders of our country wearing their hoods and their gowns and carrying their candles and their strange chants. If you never saw the book, the motion picture Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise in it, of course the man who had the courage to produce that movie, died a little mysteriously before the movie was ever distributed. But you're not supposed to know that what you saw in that movie goes on at the Bohemian Grove. We have the video footage that took place there in a DVD put together by Alex Jones. He very courageously snuck in there and got the pictures. It's called The Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. But it's not simply there and at the Bilderbergers. Many of these people are involved in pedophilia and satanic activity, but permeates every aspect of the covert organizations which permeate our society and direct the course of our nation today. Nick, how did you get involved in this?
Hi, Stan. I was looking into, I was going to write an article about the occult for a national magazine. And I came across a U.S. Customs report about a cult called the Finders. And they appeared to be trafficking children. There were two Finders apprehended along with six children that were obviously abused. And the Tallahassee, someone called, they were in a park, and someone, a concerned citizen, called the Tallahassee police. The Tallahassee police responded, and they found two members of this cult called the Finders and six really ragamuffin children from the ages of 2 to 6. And the children didn't know their names. They didn't know according to this report, they didn't know the function of toilets. They said that they were only given food as a reward. It was very, very, very sordid. And Washington, D.C. police got involved because they had heard rumors that the Finders were involved in a murder near D.C. And then the U.S. Customs got involved because the customs officers felt that the Finders could have been also, in addition to trafficking children, trafficking child pornography. So you had a multiple agency investigation into the Finders. And the CIA shut that investigation down.
Now, why would the CIA do something like that? You'd think they'd want to find out if there was criminal activity going on. And not only that, but the CIA isn't supposed to be involved in things taking place in America. They're supposed to be protecting us from those wicked communists or Osama or something like that.
Well, that's exactly what I thought, Stan. And that's exactly what I thought. What in the world is the CIA being involved with a cult that is into very abusive treatment of children? And have I not come across that document? I came across that document. It's a U.S. Customs report. I authenticated it. It was real. And then I've kind of followed the story as it unfolded.
Okay, will you hold that story, Nick? We'll be back in just a moment here with Nick Bryant. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Nick Bryant, and Nick Bryant has come up with a book. I don't think it's in print yet, but it should be out soon, called The Franklin Scandal. And it ties into the Franklin Savings and Loan. And, of course, there's another book written on this subject, and it was written by a senator, actually, I think from Kansas, the state of Kansas. Of course, it cost him. He was threatened. His family was threatened. He's actually living out, I believe, in the middle of Kansas in a little town with about 300 people in it, the only place he's even halfway sent. Now, this is a lawyer, member of the legislature of his state, who had the audacity to write a book called The Franklin Cover-Up. It was John DeCamp. You've never heard about this because the media is controlled, and the last thing they want is for the average American to know really about these rings that operate at the highest levels of our government, right into the White House itself. How could that be going on and nobody concerned? Will you pick up the story there, Nick?
Well, what happened with me and the finders is after I discovered that the CIA had completely squashed the investigation into the finders, it opened my mind to possibilities that the CIA might be involved in with other people that are trafficking children. And as horrific as I thought that to be. And then that ultimately led me to the Franklin cover-up of John DeCamps, and ultimately led me to Nebraska to look into that trafficking network.
Actually, he was a senator then in Nebraska. I can never keep it quite straight, but he was a senator in Nebraska, and of course, because of threats on his life and threats against his family, why he's living in a very small town there in Nebraska. Well, anyway, what did you find as you looked into it?
Well, I was able to acquire grand jury documentation, and there were actually three grand juries that I believe were used to cover up Franklin. There was two grand juries in Nebraska, and there was a grand jury in D.C.
Now, what was Franklin? What was this important about Franklin? Wasn't that a savings?
Franklin was a credit union. And it was the manager was Lawrence King Jr. of Omaha, Nebraska, and he plundered the Franklin Credit Union for $40 million. And state authorities started looking into his plundering of the credit union, and then they also came across this nationwide pedophile network.
And was he eventually convicted?
He was the...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Nick Bryant, who got involved, you know, studying the pedophile ring that he had heard about, and that got him into something called the Franklin Cover-Up. It was a book written by Senator John DeCamp. He was a senator in the state of Nebraska. But, of course, he was hounded, forced out of office. And then, of course, because of threats on his office, he's actually living in a small town in Nebraska, and we don't hear much of Senator DeCamp anymore. I have talked to him in the past, and he's avoiding the limelight at the present time but this gets into a credit union called the Franklin Credit Union, and the man in charge of that, it's really sort of stolen something.
But the FBI and the Nebraska State Patrol had played an integral role in covering up his activities.
And of course, the thing is that the
legislators tried to shed light on his activities, but they couldn't. But there was such a full court press, a massive cover up by the FBI, that they found it really impossible to blow the lid on the whole thing.
And I think that most people in the FBI are good people, and most people in the state police would be good people, but it's always the people at the upper echelons who are covering up the truth about what's going on. In fact, most people idolized J. Edgar Hoover without realizing he was a homosexual. He covered up the what went on as far as the activities of the mafia. And, of course, for years he refused to go after the mafia until, of course, Bobby Kennedy had evidence that the mafia was there and was active. That's one reason J. Edgar Hoover hated the Kennedy brothers, because they embarrassed him and they forced him to use the FBI against the mafia. But of course, he was the great anti-communist leader. Most people don't know he's a 33rd degree Mason, but go right ahead with the story.
Well, the FBI covered it up, but there was a DC component of Franklin, and John DeCamp kind of alludes to that in his book, but actually, I really flesh it out in my book. A lot of the kids, I've got probably 200 flight receipts from that pedophile ring. They chartered. Clear jets, private jets, and flew the kids all around the country, but their favorite destination was Washington, D.C. And there would be pedophilic drug parties at a house, at a very upscale house in Washington, D.C., where politicians, senators, congressmen, cabinet-level people were invited, and they would have these pedophilic parties at this house, and it was wired for audio and visual, so very powerful people were blackmailed.
Well, now, of course, where did you get the information? Was this out of the grand jury hearings?
No, the grand jury documentation that I had basically really elucidated how it was covered up in Nebraska. I had to dig in different, I had to go through much different channels to really uncover what I uncovered in Washington, D.C.
Are you at liberty to tell us how you did it, or would that endanger people's lives?
Well, I've got some sources. They're named in the book, and there's one unnamed source who's part of law enforcement. And then I did get someone to talk who was part of who provided prostitutes to the pedophile network, because these guys wouldn't just pander children. Whatever the politician wanted, I mean, if the politician wanted a child, they would be provided with a child. But if the politician wanted a young man in his 20s, they'd be provided with a young man in his 20s. If the politician wanted a young woman in her 20s, they'd be provided with a young woman in her 20s. Whatever tickled a politician's fancy, they would be provided with.
Well, that sounds like we have some pretty immoral people working within Congress, doesn't it?
Well, it's obvious that our Congress is not adhering to the will of America. In October of last year, the congressional approval rating was 12%. So, at last October, 88% of the American public felt that their Congress was not acting in their best interest.
And yet, of course...
And now that begs a question. I mean, if they're not acting, and if 88% of Congress isn't acting in the best interest of the United States, whose best interest are they acting for?
Well, that was 88% of the American people didn't feel that they were working for the best interest of the United States. Would that be correct?
Well, I would say that the Franklin scandal really sheds light on that. It shows that a lot of Congress potentially is blackmailed, and they are working for covert masters.
Well, of course, they all take money from the big corporations. They take money from the lobbyists, That's how they get reelected. And if you don't go along with the scheme, you don't get any money from the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee. You don't get any money from the major banks. You don't get any money from the major corporations. And, of course, without money, why, you're not going to get reelected. That's what it's about.
But then there's also, if someone has a picture of you in a compromising position with a young boy or a young man, I mean, you are basically their puppet. I mean, they become the puppeteer.
And, of course, that's exactly what happens at the Bohemian Grove, as well as, I'm sure, at these parties in Washington, D.C. And most of the congressmen really don't understand until it's too late. Of course, that if they do something immoral, there's going to be tape recordings, there's going to be pictures of it, and then they no longer belong to themselves. But you were right ahead. So anyway, you found out that these things were going on at these parties in Washington, D.C., but what happened to the children afterwards?
Well, that's a very sad part of this story. This is a story that has a very dark, the cloud that has a very dark lining. Most of the kids are really, really a mess. They're in bad shape. They're highly dysfunctional. They came, the vast majority of them came from very dysfunctional families, and a lot of them were put in orphanages, and then they were basically recruited as I've talked to one boy who said that he was recruited at the age of 11, and he was the youngest one. But they were recruited, and they were flown around, and they were molested, and they were turned on to drugs, and then they got to be a certain age, and then they were discarded like gum that lost its flavor.
Well, what about Boys Town? Because there was a lot of talk about this whole pedophile ring going into Boys Town.
The grand jury documentation that I acquired in Nebraska listed a number of Boys Town kids that were purportedly recruited by this pedophile network, and I was able to find, I found four of them that would talk, and one said that he knew about it, but that he didn't participate, but two said that they were flown around the country. And a third said that he was molested by this Lawrence King who ran the pedophile network. If these kids are to be believed, Boys Town was certainly getting plundered for underage prostitutes.
Well, now, what happened to this gentleman, Mr. King, who was he was indicted for, for theft and for, was he indicted for running the pedophile ring?
He was not indicted on a single count of child abuse. He was just indicted for his financial crime.
In other words, they wanted to keep this quiet. So, of course, was this covered by the media back there? Was it covered up like so many of the major scandals in America?
This scandal was covered up, I believe, by the Omaha World Herald, by the Washington Post, by CBS, and the New York Times, either through omission or commission, I don't know, also participated. A lot of major media participated in covering this up.
All right. Well, of course, the thing is that you're not going to hear about this thing through regular channels. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And, of course, I've heard this story from my friend Ted Gunderson, who was formerly in charge of the FBI office in Los Angeles. He actually, when he left there, I think he had 700 people under his direction there at the FBI. Ted has looked into this. Have you run into Ted Gunderson at all in his studies on this same subject?
I've talked to him a few times.
All right, fine. And then, of course, that John DeCamp had written about this. So this is an important issue. When will your book be available?
My book will probably be out in a month or so. And what we're asking people to do, it's a very small publisher. I live in New York City. I live in the mecca of publishing. But no one in New York would touch this story. Not a major magazine, not a major book publisher. Nobody would touch this story. And so, consequently, I ended up getting it published by a very small press in Oregon. And we're asking people to pre-order the book so we can achieve a critical mass of money, so we can publish as many books as we possibly can and do as much PR as we possibly can.
All right. How
and
can
the name of, the name of the website is www.franklinscandal.com.
www.franklinscandal.com.
Yes, and your listeners, if they would go to that website and pre-order a book, that would be great. And the publisher is donating half the proceeds of this book to charities that help abuse children. So not only will they be helping abuse children, but they will actually be buying a very good book, I believe.
All right, fine. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a guest, a question for our guest, Nick Bryant. The people find it so difficult to believe this really couldn't go on in America. or could it? Is it possible that the media is largely controlled? Is it possible that they've concealed the truth about the murder of Martin Luther King or of John Fitzgerald Kennedy or his brother? Is it true that we're not getting the truth from the major lines of communication? We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Nick, have you had any pressure put on you as far as your studies on this? Because I'm sure that they must know that you've been tracking this story, and I know other people have looked into this, have had threats against them to try to silence them.
I've been to Nebraska a number of times, and the first time that I was there, I had a death threat. I was actually trying to obtain blackmail pictures, and I was with one of the blackmail photographers of the pedophile ring. And he led me on kind of a wild goose chase. But anyway, I was giving him a ride home, and I was pulled over by the Nebraska State Patrol, which played a very integral role in covering this up, and they completely ripped apart my rental vehicle. And I have also received some very strange phone calls over the years.
In other words, this has not been an easy investigation for you. How long have you been at this now?
We're approaching almost 7 years on this. But I'd written a lot about disadvantaged children and about children's issues. Actually, I co-authored a book about disadvantaged children in the United States. So this was a story that was kind of near and dear to my heart, is, you know, children, basically the mass industrial destruction of countless children. And I just decided that I was going to go for it. And I thought about it, and I knew that it could be dangerous, but I kind of came to the conclusion that I would go for it. And then I also started befriending victims of this pedophile network, and they were courageous enough to grant me interviews, and especially after all the abuse they'd taken. Well, they were abused, and a number of them had taken a lot of abuse from law enforcement when law enforcement was in the process of covering this up. So as I befriended them, I really wanted to make an impact because I like them, and you know, I mean, a number of them have really been able to cut and paste life together for themselves, and I just wanted to do the right thing by them because no one had done the right thing by them prior.
Well, what happened to these kids? Do they get married? Do they get to college? Do they get jobs? What's happened to some of these children?
Well, I've been to homeless shelters. I've been to projects. I was even in a crack house once looking for kids. So they don't end up too well. There was one girl who had been part of this network that refused to recant her abuse. She said, "I was abused, and I'm not recanting." Because the FBI put pressure on all these kids to recant. And, and if you're a kid that has no self-esteem and you've been molested and taken a lot of drugs, I mean, if the FBI tells you to shut up, you'll basically shut up. And, but this kid refused to recant, and she was given 9 to 15 years for perjury. And, or sentenced to between 9 and 15 years for perjury. And it's amazing. Her story is absolutely amazing because although she did all this time and she spent almost 2 years in solitary confinement, she has gone on to create a real life for herself. I mean, she's happily married. She's gainfully employed. She's very close to her family.
How long was she in prison? How long did they keep her there?
She was in prison in totality, I think about 7 years.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, Nick Bryant, talking about his book, The Franklin Scandal, an important, important story. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Nick Bryant, and he was talking about how the FBI put pressure on the various young people to change their story, and there was one, most of them, under pressure from the FBI and the threats of going to prison for perjury, for telling the truth about what had happened to them. Most of them recanted their story. He was telling us about this one girl who refused to recant her story, and she was told, if you don't recant your story, if you persist in saying you were molested, we'll send you to prison for perjury, and they did. They put her in solitary confinement for 2 years, but eventually she got out and home. Are there for political purposes, and I've interviewed a number of them through the years, because some of them are hardened criminals. Some of them are victims of some of the bizarre experiments we've used, like putting lead in the water, hydrofluosilicic acid in the name of water fluoridation, and they know, of course, it produces very high levels of lead in the brain, 6 times as high in the blacks as in the whites. Studies of Dr. Roger Masters back at Dartmouth, and then, of course, the lead promotes raids and anger and antisocial activity on the parts of the blacks, and they end up committing crimes and going to prison. Of course, you're never going to hear about the danger of water fluoridation. We're told that's the panacea. That's why our dentition is so much better than it is over in Europe, where they will not allow water fluoridation using these poisons containing lead. But, of course, they don't have the crime over there that we have here either. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much to the story, but I want to stick with our guest today, Nick Bryant, because I think he's uncovered an amazing story. He's been looking at this for 7 years, and finally the book is going to be coming out. Are you a professional writer? Had you written other books before?
Yes, I have, and I am a professional writer, and that's why I found it disillusioning that I could not sell this story. I gave the story to my literary agency that represented me, and I was unceremoniously discarded as a client. And then I had another agent try to sell this story, and he found no takers. So, and I've been making a living as a writer for 14 years. So I found that very disillusioning.
Well, I think you realize, of course, the purpose of the publishing is here in the United States is not to reveal the truth, but to conceal it. And I've heard this from some many people who've had excellent stories that could be sold in other countries, but they were not allowed to be published here. And if they were published, as happened to our friend Monica Jensen Stevenson's, the books were either recalled or they were shredded or they were simply never distributed. And that's what they do with a book that tells the truth here. But most books, you know, you get them, but of course they're not going to tell the truth. This is why I do what I do and why we make these books available through our ministry, because we want you out, the listening audience, to be able to get the stories you're not going to get elsewhere. And
well, in America, you don't have to burn books. The media just has to ignore them, and the rest of the populace will ignore them.
And, of course, that thing is that, of course, then the publishers aren't going to publish them because they know they're not going to get them distributed. They're going to lose money on them. And so they simply, knowing ahead of time what the rules of the game are, they're going to, of course, refuse to publish really important stories. Well, Nick, certainly, you know, as far as this is concerned, is there any effort to get this material out besides your effort at the present time? Most people have never heard of the Franklin scandal. They've never heard about Mr. King. Is he still in prison?
No, he's not. He's living in the D.C. area.
I see. And this is the man who is behind the pedophile ring. And is there a statute of limitations on pedophilia, or is it nobody wants to cover that?
There is, but there are a number of officers of the court that aided and abetted the cover-up. There's a sitting U.S. judge that played a role in the cover-up. There's a U.S. magistrate that played a role in the cover-up. And there is an assistant U.S. attorney that played a role in the cover-up. And there's also a Douglas County district judge that played a role in the cover-up. So there are people that are in positions of power within the judiciary that covered this up.
And of course, we can give you example after example where Satanists have gotten off of people frankly involved in Satanism. Oh, their crimes were totally ignored by the courts.
That we have sinned, had sinned, were sinners.
Thank you.
And this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Nick Bryant, and we're talking about the Franklin scandal. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Nick Bryant. We're talking about his upcoming book, Franklin Scandal. We were talking about the difficulty he had getting his book published. I know my good friend Craig Roberts had written about 10 books until he wrote a book called The Medusa File that went into the background of Operation Paperclip and how the CIA had helped, you know, bring the Nazi scientists to South America, working with MI6 and a fragment over in the Vatican. I'm sure they were the satanic cult working at the highest levels of the Vatican, which most people, most Catholics, most people working in the Vatican didn't even know about it. But there really are satanic organizations in the world today, and they work at the highest levels of the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Jewish religion. There really are people who have a different view because they worship a different God. Well, if you have a question for Nick, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Nick, you told me that you got started in this. You were looking for a satanic or an occult angle on this whole thing. What was this satanic angle that you found?
How I got involved in this is I was going to write an article about the occult, and that's when I stumbled across the Finders document. And the Finders seemed to be a cult that was certainly into occult activities, and they also seemed to be trafficking children. And as I said earlier, the investigation into the Finders was shut down by the CIA. And I was really dumbfounded by that document. I mean, I thought to myself, why would the CIA shut down an enterprise that was seemingly hooked up to occultists, or certainly a cult, and doing some very bad things to children? And why would what reason would the CIA possibly have to intervene in quashing an investigation into this cult? And that opened my eyes that there might be some occultists with that trafficking children that have CIA links. I mean, had I not come across that document, I never would have gotten into the story.
And I think people have to understand there are a lot of good people that work for the CIA. I've talked to a number of them through the years. There are people who love America. There are people who are willing to risk their life for America. But there is an element within the Central Intelligence Agency that comes from the dark side. Everything is compartmentalized. The average CIA agent would have no understanding that it was CIA agents who actively helped many of the worst and most horrible and vicious of the Nazis, people like Martin Bormann and Dr. Mengele and, of course, Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann. And between 10,000 and 60,000 Nazis escaped to South America in something called the Rat Line. And if you're out there in the audience and you say that couldn't be true, go up on the Internet and look up the Rat Line, and you'll find out that what I'm saying is true. We've actually got an old program put on by 2020 where Sam Donaldson went down to South America to interview many of these Nazis who should have been tried and executed at the end of the Second World War, but they were helped to escape by the same people who financed the Nazis all during the Second World War, both before and during the Second World War, creating the best enemy money could buy. Well, certainly our guest, Nick Bryant, had actually then come across the satanic activities involved with this, and of course the fact that the CIA had intervened here in the United States to cover up the investigation of this pedophile ring. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And do you include this CIA document? I should, pardon me, this grand jury document in your book, Nick?
Actually, I didn't get that document from the grand jury, but the document in its entirety is in the book.
And where did you get the document?
I was able to get the document from a source, but I think that the same document is floating around the Internet.
Yes, I've actually heard of it before, but I just wondered where you had gotten a copy of it. And you're convinced that it's authentic?
Well, I've authenticated it. It is absolutely authentic.
All right, fine. And then, of course, you know, the the cover-up of this, of course, when they went after Mr. King, they went after him not for pedophilia and not for these other activities, but they went after him for embezzlement. And how long did he stand in prison before he got out where he could enjoy his ill-gotten gains?
He was in prison about 10 years.
All right, fine. And how much money did he steal?
It's documented that he stole $40 million.
All right. Well, I'm sure he's probably living very comfortably at the present time. Have you tracked him down at all to see what he's doing?
I have, and he's being taken care of very well.
All right, fine. Of course, he's got friends in high places. And what people don't understand is that there really are people who are really, of course, coming from an occult point of view, because certainly the violation of children is one of the favorite activities of these people who are themselves involved in the occult. Well, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Did any of the children or any of the people you've talked to get into any of the occult ceremonies that have been described?
I have, I've got quadruple corroboration on the occult, and I've talked to three people that were part of occult ceremonies.
I see. And, of course, were these people who were there voluntarily, or these people who were forced to be part of it?
In Franklin, there's one documented instance of a girl that was involved in occult activity, and then I've talked to two victims who were in occult activity when they were younger victims. And then the blackmail photographer who I interviewed also said that he had been to some occult ceremonies.
Well,
so the occult is very much there in this story. And as I dug into the occult, there are certain people that follow satanic paths, and they look upon the defilement of innocence as their highest sacrament. And so, therefore, the use and abuse of children isn't an issue with them. Actually, it's a sacrament.
And as incredible as it seems, I've heard this from so many other sources, that I've talked to people who were victims of the satanic ritual abuse. And, of course, that many of them were actually introduced into this by their own parents. And there really are satanic covens all across America. And when people try to bring this out, why, there's the FBI coming forward, you know, and sending out their agents saying this sort of thing doesn't exist, it's all imaginary, this, you know, and certainly putting people down. In fact, there was one FBI agent who was routinely sent out whenever, of course, some of the people were putting on these seminars to belittle it, because the last thing they want for the American people to understand is that there are powerful satanic forces and occult forces working at the highest level of our government behind this move towards the one world government, the one world financial system, the one world currency, behind the destruction of Christianity and the creation of a new world religion. Once again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we've got Howard calling from North Carolina. Hi, Howard, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a quick question.
Speak right up, please.
Yes, I have a niece who is in Boys Town in Nebraska right now.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if there's any need to be concerned.
Is this a niece or a nephew?
Niece.
A niece. And what's do they have girls at Boys Town?
Yes, Boys Town now has boys and girls.
All right, fine. And what are your thoughts on that, Nick?
I don't know if that type of... I've talked to a number of recent graduates from Boys Town, not a number of them. I've talked to two of them. And I didn't get the idea that there was trafficking being done with Boys Town students, but I wouldn't really know how to answer that question at this point.
All right, Howard, all we know is what happened in the past, and apparently there was never any punishment of the key people at Boys Town who were going right along with that. How long ago was this? Nick, was this, 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Well, it was the trafficking that I pursued was from the 80s, but there was an inveterate pedophile named Father James Kelly at Boys Town, and he was there for quite some time. And there have been a number of people that have, two or three people that have waged molestation lawsuits against Kelly, and Boys Town has had them dismissed because of statute of limitations. And Boys Town really fought these abuse charges, and they actually commissioned a report that said that there's been no abuse or cover-up of abuse at Boys Town. And I'm very dubious of that report. And so I don't know. Your niece might, I think a lot of bad things have happened at Boys Town, but I also think that Boys Town has helped a lot of kids, too. I don't think it's all bad. I think a lot of kids have been helped at Boys Town. But there seems to be a very dark side to Boys Town. So I wouldn't say get your niece out of there as quick as you possibly can, but I would talk to her about it, see if she is privy to any kind of abuse.
Okay, is that about all we can say, Howard? Anything else you want to ask?
No, sir. I'm just enjoying your show very much, and thank you very much.
God bless. And let's go to Mark, who's calling again from San Jose. That's Mark in San Jose. And, Mark, did you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a question for you, a couple questions. Now, could you tell us about the Kinsey Report and how the Rockefeller Foundation gave them a lot of money? And could you tell us if David Rockefeller made an actual statement that they were going to bring in the New World Order by having a catastrophe, creating a catastrophe? Was that from him or from Kissinger?
I believe that was from Kissinger. Certainly the only thing we have from David Rockefeller is his statement on page 405 of his memoirs, where he says, there's some people there on the right and the left that have attacked my family and myself, saying that we're part of a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States. It's trying to promote a new international order, and if that is the charge, I am guilty. And
well,
I'm proud of it. So that was his statement. So he is working for this one world government. And, of course, he's a subversive. He hates America. He hates sovereignty. He hates freedom. He believes that there should be a ruling elite. He told this to a friend of mine. He said, some men are born to rule, but most men are born to be ruled. I believe, of course, that there are strong occult forces behind him, whether he knows it or not. He is using his great wealth. He's probably the richest man by far in the United States, and they're using their wealth to destroy the sovereignty and freedom of our people.
Yeah, I think the Lord Jesus Christ is going to put a stone in the forehead of the Bilderbergers this fall, Doc. I really believe that. The Lord Jesus Christ did it this fall. I believe that. If something's going to happen, and that something is going to be the stone, the rock of Israel is going to rock the Rockefellers. And all the wicked.
All right, we'll have to wait and see. But do you have a question on for our guest today at all?
Keep up the good work.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much, Mark. All right, I telephone again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Nick Bryant, and, of course, his book is The Franklin Scandal. And Nick, would you like to get out your web page again where people can go to order an advanced copy of the book?
Yes, they can go to www.franklinscandal.com, and if you pre-order the book, we're donating 50% of the book's proceeds to helping children that have been abused. So not only will you be helping abused children, but you'll be buying a great book. So we could use some pre-orders at this point so we can create a war chest to really get the word out about this story. So if you could go to www.franklinscandal.com and pre-order a copy of the book, that would be hugely helpful for the cause.
All right, fine. Now, who is the actual publisher of the book? Are you at liberty to say?
Yes, I am. The publisher is Trinday.
All right,
they're located in Oregon.
I know Chris very well, and he's gotten a lot of great books out books that could not be gotten out through regular channels, and of course it's cost him a great deal. He's been under tremendous pressure, but I will give him a great deal of credit for what he has done to get the truth out across America, truth that could not be gotten out because of the power of the dark side that controls the publishing industry, largely in the United States. So I'm glad you're going through Chris, and I'm sure he'll do a good job for you. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Nick Bryant has written a book called The Franklin Scandal. It's an incredible story, and of course, I have no question at all it's true. I've talked to several people who have investigated this as well, and the fact that the average person has never heard of the Franklin scandal or the Franklin cover-up or, of course, the pedophile rings operating at the highest level of our government, or even the pedophilia and, of course, traffic in human beings. You are at the Bohemian Grove, which is only probably 2 hours from where we're broadcasting today up in Santa Rosa, where the leaders of the country get together for their naked parties and their sexual orgies. Our telephone number, again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And the reason you've never heard of this is you're not supposed to. And, of course, this is simply an example of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, we've got John calling from Idaho, and so let's take his call. Hi, John, do you have a quick question, a comment?
Yes, a very quick question, because a caller called in that he has a niece in Boys Town.
Right.
And I thought this was for orphans, this place.
It was for orphans, apparently. This is an orphan. It's a girl. And certainly Nick was saying that they do take girls now. Originally it was only for boys.
But they take on a lot of troubled kids. Kids
okay.
That are from dysfunctional families. Boys Town is an orphanage, but they take on all, it's also used as like a detention for kids.
Okay, anything else, John?
Yeah, my question was, because I didn't know about that, if it's for orphan kids, if this guy is knowing of a family member there, why is some family member there involved in Boys Town and not taken in by some family?
I really can't tell you, John. I know nothing at all about that, and maybe the colleague will call back. And well, whatever it would be, sometimes it's children are just so difficult you can't manage them at all. And tragic, but we've raised our children without discipline. You're not allowed to discipline in the home. You're not allowed to discipline in the school. But they'll get plenty of discipline when they get in the penitentiary. And, of course, and that is, of course, what we've done. Didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. There are people who hate freedom, who hate America, and some of them work at the highest levels of our government today. Hey, thanks so much for calling, John.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest Nick Bryant. Nick, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, and then I'll let you go.
Well, I think child abuse is the most heinous of crimes, and I'm just really, I was very skeptical of this story being a reality, but I've been in it for nearly 7 years, and I've come to the conclusion, I've got loads and loads of corroboration that that there was a pedophile network, and that politicians were blackmailed, and that it was covered up by the Department of Justice, the Secret Service, and the FBI, and the officers of the court who participated in the cover-up of this pedophile network found themselves upwardly mobile, up the judicial food chain. I mean, it's really, really, it's a portrait of a very, very, very deprived society, and the media, commission or own played a really integral role in this up. So it's really it's a terrible story.
Well,
and
I'm sure
it needs to be told.
Well, I'm sure it really is very, very disheartening to see this sort of thing, but I think people have to get the information. They have to get the truth. They have to understand that we are involved in a spiritual struggle. a spiritual struggle for the souls of men and for women and children, and these people, or many of them, are victims of these dark, sinister spiritual forces that that you uncovered in your book. And as soon as you get a copy of that, I hope you'll tell me how I can get one, okay?
So all you have to do is go to www.franklinscandle.com and you can order one.
All right, fine. Well, thanks very much, and we'll let you go, Nick. Appreciate you being with us.
Okay, thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Fine. Of course, that was Nick Bryant and Sydney. This is a story that I've heard from Ted Gunderson. He did a lot of work on this, and of course, we've had interviewed Ted on this subject. I haven't been able to get John DeCamp on our program, but I have heard him talk on this at the Conspiracy Conference. And incidentally, I will mention the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held this year on June 5 and June 6 in the Santa Clara area. And if you aren't planning to come, shame on you. You need to get there. And you can actually make reservations now by going on the Internet to conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. And I'll be giving the lead address on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. So we hope you'll be there. And they've got a great lineup this year. And I think you'll find the not only the speakers, but some of the guests fascinating. All with different views, but all, of course, going into there is a conspiracy. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our program. Actually, our guest was on a cell phone. He told me his regular phone had some sort of a buzz on it. He hadn't been able to get it off. He felt that it was a conscious effort to keep him from communicating. He was on a cell phone, and unfortunately, it began to break up there at the end. But certainly, if you would, of course, want to get information on not only the Franklin scandal, the Franklin cover-up, but the other things going on, let me suggest the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held on June 5 and June 6th. And if you want to make reservations, why, of course, you go to conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com. And, of course, if you need more information, you can call us and we'll get it for you. I'm going to be giving the lead speech on Saturday morning, June 5th. Hope to see you there. And certainly all staff will be there as well, and we'll have a table, and you can have a chance to talk to us there. And so that's June 5th and 6th in Santa Clara here, and just north of San Jose. It looks like a great lineup. Well, this is the time when I need to mention to our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with us that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and that most people have no idea that this is even going on, but what energizes the people in the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Group of 30 and the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists and the Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and a myriad of other secret and covert organizations that loses trust are these dark spiritual forces. We do hope that many of you will give serious consideration, if you're in a position to helping us, to joining either the Radio Liberty family of supporters or getting in touch with us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly want to get some of the material we have. We have a great new 4-CD set on deadly assassins, and you'll hear several of the assassins that are trained by the Central Intelligence Agency talking. One of them is presumably recently was killed, at least this is a report we've had from a former FBI agent that Chip Tatum's body washed up ashore in the Caribbean. We haven't been able to verify that, but we do have a wonderful interview with him. We hope you'll enjoy it. And then, of course, we hope you want to get our 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King, interviews with people who attended the trial where, of course, the jury heard all the evidence and said, yes, the government was behind the murder of Martin Luther King, totally blacked out by the media. Our 4-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, the book, Who Killed Bobby, and the DVD, RFK Must Die, or get the Bobby Kennedy special. And then, of course, the 4-tape sets on the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. They killed President Kennedy. They covered it up. The Warren Commission was a whitewash. You'll hear the interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty who is immortalized in Oliver Stone's film as the colonel, who sat on the bench with Jim Garrison, played by Kevin Costner, and of course told Jim Garrison there really was a conspiracy. Colonel Fletcher Prouty was the Pentagon liaison to the CIA. He believed it was a conspiracy. He had evidence it was a conspiracy. And we have a wonderful two-hour interview with him, a two-hour interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress. That's in the four tape sets, JFK Assassination and JFK Assassination Update. So the information's there. You've just got to get it and help us get it out. If you're concerned about the danger of an influenza epidemic, and I don't know whether this is going to be one or not, or whether they're simply using this to frighten us into taking vaccinations, that will do, of course, far more harm than good. Why, of course, what I take when I start to come down with the influenza is something called Alibiotic. It's a combination of garlic and oil of oregano and oil of elderberry and several other things. So if you'd like to get that, vitamin D, 5,000 units, vitamin D3, that's what we take. Two of the Alibiotic and one of the vitamin D3 every 4 hours until we get feeling better. It's amazing how it's kept me going. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.